Remembering Mr. FFA. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. An icon in the history of the Tennessee Future Farmers of America program has passed away this week. Mr. Kenneth K. Mitchell, oftentimes referred to as the father of FFA, was truly an inspiration to thousands of young people whom he mentored over his many years of service. Joe Fogarty was one of those young men at Rogersville High School when he met Mr. Mitchell as a freshman in 1970.
He had a heart as big as the rest of him, and he really was a person that I came to truly admire and want to be like him, quite honestly.
And through his inspiration, Joe Fogarty did go on to become an ag teacher himself for many years at Mr. Mitchell's home county of Anderson County. Mark McBride, a Farm Bureau insurance agent now in Coffee County, remembers well Mr. Mitchell's impression on him when he was elected as a state officer from the Paris FFA chapter in 1980.
It's just amazing how he took kind of the inspiration I think he got from D.M. Clements, the very first BOAG teacher, who is now in the Tennessee Agriculture Hall of Fame, and on his plaque it says, "Without a vision, the people perish." I think Mr. Mitchell took that literally as well, and he was the visionary of our time.
Mr. Mitchell was an ag student and then went on to teach ag education in Dixon County before becoming the state FFA advisor in 1961. He would remain there for the next 30 years before retiring, and the honor of being Mitchell trained continued.
Many of the leaders we now have in the legislature, through most organizations across the state, even non-agricultural organizations, many of them have people who served in FFA under Mr. Mitchell's tenure, and would tell you today that the leadership skills they received through FFA and through the influence of someone like Mr. Mitchell has impacted their lives in so many ways.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.